I don't know that it's hard to believe or not, or maybe we haven't yet recovered, but VBS was just a month ago. Participating as one of the leaders for the first time, I must say I didn't really have a clue about the amount of work it takes to prepare for that week or the work required during the week itself. I applaud and I thank all our VBS teachers and helpers for their contribution, their sacrifice, and their service. I also want to thank my wife, Amy, who bailed me out on the creative aspect of VBS, because I'm not very creative, I'm not very artsy. She did all the props and decorating, and she even led my portion for one evening during the week. It's very true to say that VBS is a team effort. I thought it would be neat to get the congregation involved and preach a two-part series on the theme and key points of VBS. And to help get the congregation involved, the teachers and the leaders and the kids are going to help me. The overall theme of VBS was, Wow God. And whenever the leader referenced or made a key Bible point, the kids would shout, Wow God. And now I want the congregation to do that very same thing. Every time a key Bible point is referenced, the congregation is to respond, Wow God. And I realize that this is totally uncharacteristic of a LCMS congregation to actually shout out something during a sermon.
But
it's okay. It's okay to get out of our comfort zone once in a while. And I believe getting out of our comfort zone helps us grow. Our first key Bible point is God made you.
Wow.
This key point is based on Psalm 139. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. God made you. This wonderful work of the Creator of God is really bigger than any one of us. It goes back to the beginning, to Genesis and the creation of the world and everything in it. In six literal days, God made the world, light and darkness, heaven and earth and seas, plants and trees, sun and moon, birds and fish, land animals and livestock. The final and greatest creation was man. From Genesis chapter 1. Then God said, Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. God is the creator of all. God made you. God created us in many ways alike. We each have hearts that pump around 70 beats a minute, sending blood through almost 60,000 miles of veins and arteries that our bodies contain. We each have lungs that give that blood oxygen. Lungs that take in enough air each day to fill 1,000 average-sized balloons. We each have a brain that sends signals throughout our body. Those impulses travel at 170 miles per hour through the 100 billion nerves that our bodies contain. But as much as we are alike, we are unique also. Each of you is unique and a complex creation of God. You all know about fingerprints, right? How they are unique to each person? But did you know that your fingerprints were formed by about 12 weeks after conception? Each and every one of you had a unique set of fingerprints when you were barely 2 inches tall. You are not just another clump of cells thrown together. You were not made by accident or by mistake. God knew what he was doing. David tells us in our key Bible point that God made you.
Wow, God!
That God has a plan for us, even from before the beginning of time. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. God chose you, God formed you, and God loves you. God made you.
Wow, God!
Our second key Bible point for this morning is God is for you.
Wow, God!
This key point is based on Romans chapter 8. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Now these verses from Romans really could be a complete sermon in itself. But how would we explain it? What does God for you look like? Many of us here today are sports fans, and many of us wear hats or shirts that reflect our affection for our favorite team. I think most recently we were well aware of the Predators hockey team and how they made it to the Stanley Cup Finals, only to be defeated by the Pittsburgh Penguins. The amount of people wearing Predators hockey jerseys and the amount of TV airtime devoted to the Predators was a sure indication that the people of Middle Tennessee were for the Predators. Now imagine that the Predators logo was replaced with your picture, and that the person wearing it, the person cheering for you, the person pledging their allegiance to you, was Jesus Christ. And even though you fail at times, he still cheers you on. And even though you lost at the game of perfection and belong in the penalty box of hell, you still get the trophy of everlasting life. Because God played and won the ultimate championship game on your behalf, winning against the enemy of sin, death, and the devil, you win also. God is for you. What does God for us look like? It looks like the rest of our Bible passage. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. God for us is God loving us with an inseparable love, a love that gives us victory over sin, death, and the devil. A love that gives us not the Stanley Cup, but the cup of his blood shed for us. What does God for us look like? It looks like this. Take and drink. For this is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. Take and drink. The very blood of Christ shed for you. God is for you.
Wow, God!
Our final key Bible point for today is God is always with you.
Wow, God!
This key Bible point is based on God's word to Joshua after the death of Moses, just before he was going to enter into the promised land. From Joshua chapter 1. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to your fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it on the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God is always with you. The Bible narrative that the kids enjoyed with this Bible key point is that of Gideon. You might remember that Gideon is selected by God to lead the Israelites against the Midianite army. He starts out with 32,000 men, but God told Gideon that that's too many. So the 22,000 men that were afraid to go to war with the Midianites were allowed to return to their homes. The 10,000 brave that were left are still too many. So the Lord divides them using how they drink from a stream, leaving only 300 men left. Gideon leads these 300 men to encircle the Midianite camp. And with the blowing of trumpets and the waving of torches, Gideon and his small army defeat the Midianites without having to fight at all. The Lord was with Gideon and his army and caused such a panic in the camp that all the Midian army cried out in fear, killing each other in their confusion. Those that were not killed by their fellow soldiers fled for their lives. God was with Gideon, and God is always with you. But sometimes we don't feel that way. Sometimes in life's greatest challenges, we feel alone. Researchers estimate that 1 in 5 people struggle with loneliness, and it affects all ages, young and old, even the kids at VBS. The good news is that God wants a relationship with us. God does not want us to be lonely. He wants us to be our God, and he wants us to be his people. This desire for a relationship with us has been God's driving force since the beginning of time, so much so that he is willing to set up a system of sacrifices that culminated in the once-for-all sacrifice of his only Son, Jesus Christ. This perfect sacrifice permanently removed the great chasm of sin that separated the Creator from his creation. For those that believe in his name, God is always with you.
Wow, God!
As you can see, it's not all fun and games at VBS. Real biblical teaching goes on. Real theological foundations are being laid to prepare our children for the years to come. New concepts are being introduced. I think, wow, God is one of those concepts. I don't think we say it enough. I don't think we say it in worship enough. Next week, we will continue our wow, God theme with the two remaining days of our BVS Bible points. Our third point will be a little different, however. It will be a different take on wow, God. I pray that you have enjoyed this little peek into VBS. And if you see someone you know who was involved in VBS in any way, give them a hug and express our thanks for the wonderful way they give of themselves to our children. Again, our three biblical points for today are, God made you. God is for you.
Wow, God.
God is always with you.
Wow, God.
And to God alone be the glory. Amen.